This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
I'm Alan Abramowitz. I'm the Alvin Barkley Professor of Political Science here at Emory University. And the book is called The Disappearing Center, Engaged Citizens, Polarization, and American Democracy. The book is an examination of the growing polarization in American politics and try to get at some of the root causes of increasing polarization, and particularly the relationship between growing polarization among political leaders and elected officials and trends that we're seeing in public opinion. One of the issues that has divided scholars who have been studying this phenomenon is whether polarization is really limited to political elites and a small group of activists, or whether, you know, this is something that actually extends to a large segment of the public. And in the book, I argue that polarization is not just an elite phenomenon, that in fact, in order to understand the degree of polarization that we're seeing among political leaders in Washington and elsewhere, that you have to understand what's been happening to the public, and that in fact polarization at the elite level is to a large extent a reflection of polarization among the public, and especially among the group that I call the engaged public. That is the segment of the public that is interested in politics, that is informed and active. To some extent, I think what's happening is that these engaged citizens are much more ideological. They tend to have more consistent opinions across a range of issues. And what I find is that, based on an analysis of many years of survey data, that the more politically engaged people are, the more polarized they are. So, in fact, it is among those Americans who kind of seem to most closely reflect the ideals of democratic citizenship in terms of, you know, being involved in politics, paying attention, following what's going on, that we find the greatest degree of polarization, whereas among the uninvolved, uninterested, and uninformed, we find that there's very little polarization. But that's because basically these are people who don't really care about politics and aren't paying attention to what's going on. So I think that there are both some benefits and some problems with this. There are benefits in the sense that people are seeing clearer differences between the parties, and that's leading to an increase in political engagement. We're actually seeing more people voting, more people participating in other ways, because people do see that there's a great deal at stake. We're getting much clearer choices now between the parties than we had in the past. In the past, there was often confusion about, well, what do Democrats and Republicans stand for? And today, there's a lot less confusion of that sort. But there are two kinds of problems with polarization. One is just that the American political system, you know, was not designed with this sort of party system in mind, where you have these very polarized parties and sharp differences, because there are so many steps that are involved in getting any kind of legislation passed. And so it makes it very difficult, you know, when you can't get any kind of agreement across party lines, when you can't get any cooperation. There are many opportunities for the minority to delay or block action, you know, as we've seen. So that's a problem. The heated rhetoric at times, I think, is a problem, because I think that it tends to produce very emotional reaction on the part of people who are watching this. And there's always a danger that that can lead to violence. So I think that's a problem. It's not just that they disagree, but that they feel that the opposition is immoral, and, you know, they question not just their judgment, but whether they're really even, you know, people of goodwill. Polarization is likely to continue for the foreseeable future. As the racial and ethnic makeup of the American population and electorate, you know, becomes more diverse, we see an increasing divide between the types of voters supporting the two parties. So we have a Democratic Party now that's increasingly depends on the votes of minorities and white liberals, basically. That's their electoral coalition. Whereas the Republican Party is depends very heavily on the votes of white conservatives. You know, we don't need to be questioning the other side's legitimacy or morality. We can disagree without taking it to that level.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.